Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, Old School, live on the stream on a Labor Day. A lot going on. Obviously, the Huskers did their thing, man. And to put a bow on it, man, I think one guy, it's the first game, but I would say there's the best thing that is different than Nebraska is to have options, right? We talked about the running back room. There's options. In the linebacker room, I felt like there was options, and then you just need in the good enough options that guys had to step up and be the answers. And so I'm going to give a shout out to Makai Bayer that, look, man, ever since Matt Rhule and those guys that came in town with Coach Corey, the weight coach, he's reshaped his body. Started out on special teams last year against Minnesota, did the same thing against Colorado the week later, led the team in tackles. This is the first time legitimately where the season can start. Five tackles, safety, or was in on the safety, and another tackle for loss. Always want to, tip your hat to a guy that, because I've been there where you got to prove yourself and take advantage of the opportunity. But, that was last week. I need you to do it this week. But never want to just kind of gloss over somebody that's, you very easily could have tapped out and just put in the portal and all this other stuff. When you get a new coach, you stayed in and you took advantage of the opportunity.
Austin, who's your shout-out? Like the guy that made a play that stood out to you or maybe had a day, like the easy layup, on the offensive side is one way. He just mentioned Bayer. I think there's some other names. Austin, who's somebody you want to shout out?
The one that comes to mind for me is Kai Wallen. I think he forced that first interception, pushed the left tackle back into the quarterback's throwing lane, disrupted timing, mechanics, motion, all that. And Hartzog made a decent play on the ball, but Wallen shoved the left tackle into the quarterback. So I think he gets a lion's share credit on that first pick for me.
That's funny because literally, so Coach Mikey Daniel literally told me right before kickoff, Hartzog gets an interception because I'm pissed at him. I've been talking to him about getting me a pick. And he says this morning, I'm getting you to pick today, count it. And then I get the text 30 seconds after the pick. Yeah, he finally got one. So, yeah, to have the step-up guys, the guys who may not be the factor, come up and make a play, get a turnover. Turnovers are so big, Jay. I mean, defensively, to have a Husker defense that not only shuts people down, it's one thing to do that, but to take possession of the ball,
yeah,
it's just we miss the layup a lot of times and identify.
Yeah, I think, you know, Kai Whalen, I think it's the cause and effect. I mean, he got essentially the hockey assist.
Yep.
And that's the way it goes. And obviously, Hartsog was the beneficiary of, you know, a pass essentially thrown right to him. But it's not thrown right to him if he doesn't walk the offensive tackle back to the quarterback. And it's more importantly, like a standard. So, obviously, Kai isn't starting. Very easily guys can sit over the sidelines and think about what they're doing after the game, you know, because the game is in hand. But being in a competitive environment, it's just second nature to go in there and do what you're supposed to do, because he's trying to put his best foot forward to put good tape out there, not only to just earn the respect of his teammates, but then also be the best player he could be. But then more importantly, take a step forward and earning, you know, potentially more playing time or the trust of the coaches, because they will be called upon at some point in time. And so it's good. And the more the merrier. Obviously the offense was good and they get all the props, but defensively it's always good to have guys that haven't had the opportunity, realistic opportunity in the past, and get the opportunity and make the most of it. And so those two must many, and there will be next game, it'll be somebody else and so forth and so on. But it's a step in the right direction.
If I said the 40 points would be considered impressive by the offense, the one score should be impressive. How would you grade it out, Jay?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, I think you got to tip your hat to UTEP on that series. Now, granted, to me, I looked at it a little bit of a sudden change. Nebraska had control of the game. Kind of shot themselves in the foot in the drive, punted it. They got it back. And then, you know, hit that one play right there, just a little bit off on your angle to make the tackle. So it's not a explosive pass. And however you grade explosive pass, that's people's choice. But I'm saying when you split two guys and you get, you know, I always say that when you get five or six or more yards after contact or yards after the catch, to me, that's explosive play. Then you hit the big run because you get the numbers over there, because it's a la, you know, Auburn when I think Hugh Freeze was there. And then old boy dropped it in the bucket. It was good coverage by Hartsog. I mean, it was. I mean, it literally was put at the only place that he could catch it. It was an excellent catch, touchdown. And then after that, the ability to recover. I always say that, you know, like, you know, I keep track of this when I coach basketball. I always look at it and evaluate it at any level in football. The bounce back percentage. You will get beat.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for Black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this game of college football, run or pass, you will miss tackles. You will get your ankles broke or get diced up. You will get ran over. You will get, you know, I guess pancaked or knocked back or whatever it is. What's your bounce back percentage, both individually and collectively? Because that's where your confidence, that's where I know you have confidence in the work that you've done. Because the work that you've done, you've, even though you've put in good work, you will get beat, and then you got to be able to go back to work and have the confidence in the scheme and yourself to make plays.
That came up with me and Strick during On the Block. So Nebraska fumbles, and UTEP gets the ball at the 3-yard line. 2 plays later, safety. 2 plays later, long touchdown. And then, to use the basketball thing, right, you want to extend your run as long as possible. 3 and out, touchdown. Interception, touchdown. Halftime, short drive, 8-play drive, but only 16 yards, punt, touchdown. Force a punt, kick a field goal, another interception.
Right.
Nebraska responded to the adversity of being a little stuck in a rut in the late first quarter into the second quarter with a long run of control in that game.
Yeah.
We don't see that last year.
No.
Well, I mean, I think in that rut word, it's actually weird that you said it because I heard it in the stadium that day. And it was, oh my goodness, here's the rut. They actually identified it as the rut. Here it comes. Here's the rut. And it's 7-7. We're all a little uncomfortable because this is the rut we're familiar with. And then you have people who make plays. And we always talk about like maintaining who you are.
Yeah.
I think culture can be defined by your ability that when friction happens, you're able to still stay true to who you are.
Yeah, it's important because you got to have confidence. You got to know who you are and what you've done. And I think it helps, you know, obviously it's only one game. But when you have, you know, a quarterback like Dylan that could play pitch and catch, and you got some receivers that can play, you know, play along with him, along with the tight ends and running backs, it makes life a little bit easier as a play caller. It makes life a little bit easier as a defense. It makes life a little bit easier as a special team. So as a returner, you don't think you have to force anything. We've seen that the returner think they have to force something because the offense was stymied. We saw that a few years ago at Illinois, right? Right. You fielded the ball at the half yard line, fumbled it. Instead of going in down 3, you're down 10, you know? So, you know, I think it's complimentary football that they were trying to accomplish, and that they did a good job of doing it. And so, you know, they got to take everything that they've done good. They want to continue to cement that, and I call it doubling down on that, right? So, you know, all the fundamentals, you know, and answering the call, getting out of the rut, that mindset, folk, whatever it is, right? And then you want to make sure that you take anything that you viewed as like a negative, and you want to bring that up slowly but surely as a break even. Mm-hmm. And if you can continue to do that and answer the call in different ways, week in and week out, all the while still accentuating your strengths, you know, then you and minimize your weaknesses and also maximize like your 50-50, you'll have a good season.
Quick thing, the ability to get out of that mess without making it worse.
And don't panic.
Yeah, right? Like without making it worse. There's some leadership that showed up Saturday that I haven't seen recently.
Well, it's coaches and players, right? Rhule said in the post game he wanted to walk over to that defensive huddle, and Marquise Buford said, "Not coach, we got this. We've been here before." The difference was that last year at Purdue, Northwestern, the defense had to make plays on Nebraska's side of the field. They got a chance to make a play on UTEP's side of the field, and they made it count. And then Nebraska had dudes make plays at the end of the half on offense. Nebraska had some big playability last year, but I don't think Jalen Lloyd stays on his feet like Nayor did. Yeah. I don't know if Malachi Coleman does. I don't know if Alex Bullock did. Isaiah Nayor kept his feet, scored a touchdown. Nebraska didn't have a jump ball receiver like Jamal Banks last year. That 2-minute operation looked under control, looked smooth, looked decisive. We didn't see that last year. Sure, that's coaching, that's development. But that's having dudes step up and make plays when the momentum needs to shift.
Yeah, it's a little bit different looking at the quarterback position. And I also want to give Heinrich, credit. He's definitely a different version of himself than versus last year. But then it opens up. I mean, it's probably stuff that they repped all the time. I think they probably spent a lot of time together in the offseason, so that's good. So those are probably things you talk about. They welcome the challenge as well. You talk about Marcus Buford, say, yeah, we got it. And it's a good opportunity for sudden change and for the defense to go out there and, get the ball back. And not only get the ball back, score some points. So you're starting to see some things that looks distinctly different, but it's also things that were, points of emphasis after last season. So, like I said, it's a 24-hour rule, but when it's Colorado week, you get about 24 minutes, after you get done eating, and then you get focused on what you got to, task at hand. They got a couple days head start. But won't mean much because ultimately, if you control and handle your business, which is Nebraska's business, what Colorado has done or does, becomes, minimal. So onward and upward.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.